It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
And with just a few days to go until Christmas arrives, we would like to wish a very Merry Christmas to someone who is near and dear to us. And she is actually here in the studio with us this morning. That would be the Executive Director of the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard, Sister Krista von Borstel. Good morning, Sister Krista.
Good morning, David and Brenda. It's great to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in bright and early. We do appreciate that. I don't know if you've been up to Camp Howard. Any snow up there yet this year?
We've already had a few snows up there. Not big ones, about 3 inches or so.
But... yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, this time of year, although, as I was talking about the gorge, obviously you being from north central Oregon, and we were just talking about the frigid weather all over the country. They're saying that this could be some of the coldest Christmas times we've had in like four decades. Do you remember growing up on your farm some really cold Christmases?
I do. I remember the mid-60s, in particular 64 when we had the big flood, but mm-hmm. we also had a lot of snow, and we were building some major snow caves and nice. Having a lot of fun, and got a little time out of school, which was really quite unique over there because people can generally get wherever they need to go.
Right. Well, so. I remember that 64 flood because I think at least what happened down here in the valley is you had all this early snow
right.
and then it warmed up.
Yeah.
And it melted.
Yeah. So my uncle had to come out with his Caterpillar and clear all the roads for all the farmers in the area, which he did a super job of all the time. And it was a memorable winter for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as we mentioned, obviously Christmas just a few days away, and it's really a time for gratitude. And we are so grateful for the work that you do, the Catholic Youth Organization, all of your staff and all the volunteers and Camp Howard. I mean, it's just such a wonderful organization and how many youth you serve throughout the greater Portland-Vancouver area. So, yeah, we wanted to bring you in this morning just to give you an opportunity to give some gratitude out because I know it's something that you really appreciate doing.
I do. And I just want to say that I'm really at a point of relief. At this week in December, we've certified 9/10 of our 1,200 coaches. We've got 2,000 basketball games scheduled for
wow.
December. Well, we just had one game here this past Saturday, but the rest of the games will be after the new year. So January, February, and then we'll go into March and add another 500 or 600 games for the tournament. So, and we've got Camp Howard registration open. So we're in a state of anticipation as we near the conclusion of Advent, both in our spiritual life and at CYO. And I am grateful, David, so many people to be grateful. I'm always grateful to some 1,200 coaches who give me a job. If they weren't coaching, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And
right.
so I'm always grateful to our coaches, to our parents who sign their kids up to participate, to the participants who have a blast. And, of course, I am so grateful to our donors who have really transformed CYO and Camp Howard over these past 10 years since we started fundraising for Mary's Lodge back in 2015 is actually when we started fundraising for
right.
it, and we completed it in 2018. And then Elsie Franz Finley, bless her heart, provided the funds to build our wonderful Welcome Center, which I don't know how we ever got along without it after only 2 summers in it.
Right.
And now we're less than $1 million away from the St. Michael the Archangel Youth Center, which will enable us to have full-size mass and all kinds of activities in a facility up at the camp. And I think that project will hopefully break ground on in the spring or fall in 2023 and be ready for camp in 2024. So that's very exciting, and I'm just so grateful to all of the people that have stepped forward to help us make these things happen for the kids.
Wow, what a transformation
it
at
really
Camp
is.
Howard. I mean,
yeah.
we've been talking for years, and I've watched your projects as they've built up at Camp Howard and to where when we first started talking about this to where you are today. An incredible transformation.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you out there.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do the family camp. I'm just bring the family.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. I would love that.
That would be a lot of fun. So I just saw, too, a gentleman who's been very supportive of Mater Dei Radio and a wonderful gift to you guys, and that's Joe Weston. Wow.
Joe has been so good for the Catholics in the greater Portland area, and I'm sure, you know, we probably have no idea, but there was a press release that came out this past week letting people know that his foundation has given out $30 million in December.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That is just amazing.
So we just feel so blessed. You know, Joe has really made it happen for us. He's been the lead on just about everything we've done. And, you know, when Joe gets behind something, everyone else gets behind it as well. So I think he gives it a stamp of approval.
Well, and you think about, too, not only capital projects, but I know scholarships to kids at Catholic schools. It's it's phenomenal.
I love it that Catholic education is one of his most valued, you know, that's one of the things that he really believes in. And that's where he's really, you know, put his money.
And God bless him. I mean, it's just incredible.
Our Catholic schools really need that, and that's just a huge blessing.
No doubt about it. Well, as you mentioned, basketball season now, getting into full gear. I'm wondering, too, I've kind of gotten over the hurdle. I know gym time was a little difficult during COVID, and have we turned the corner there and kind of full steam ahead?
You know, I think we've turned the corner. Sometimes we have problems with gym time just because we don't have enough gyms.
Right.
So we have to be kind of creative in how we do that. We get a little help from the Hoop, and that takes a little pressure off. But the east side, you know, is where we really have issues with some of the schools not having gyms at all, like St. Rose, for example. And then we have several undersized gyms like the Madeline.
Right.
And there are a few others, but you know, we find a way around it. We move the 7th and 8th from some of those places over to other gyms that are larger, and we get it done, but it's not without a few calls back to the schools asking for more gym time.
Sure. You know, I kind of see it almost as a good problem, only from the standpoint that you have that many kids.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It's the problem to have.
Exactly. It would be, if it was the other way around, oh boy, we don't even have enough to fill the gyms. But no, that's not the case. Well, look, once again, I want to thank you and your staff, because we have staff on regularly on Mater Dei Radio talking about the programs, and we appreciate that so much. To get those updates.
Well, we really appreciate you working with us to get them, because you're our mouthpiece, David and Brenda, so thank you.
Yeah, we are more than grateful to be able to do it. Well, look, thanks for coming up this morning. Once again, a very, very blessed Merry Christmas to you, to everyone at CYO, staff, your volunteers. Just wish you a very blessed upcoming season.
Thank you so much, David and Brenda, and the same to you and Mater Dei.